You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. As healthcare costs are on the rise, skyrocketing premiums for many people who purchase insurance via Covered California are becoming an increasingly hard puzzle piece to fit into their monthly budgets. Enhanced federal subsidies expired last year after Congress failed to extend them past December 31st, causing insurance premiums for millions of Americans to increase, sometimes astronomically. Christine Myduke is the California correspondent for KFF Health News and wrote about a Colusa County couple whose premiums were set to increase by 722% until one of them received a terminal diagnosis. Christine wrote about their story for the series Priced Out and joins us here today. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you, Vicky.
So your reporting centers on Charles, who goes by Chaz, and Jean Franklin. How did you hear about their story?
Yeah, I just happened to be listening to an Assembly Health Committee hearing. The Democrats on the committee were holding a hearing to basically showcase all the ways that changes to federal funding were going to impact Californians. And this was one of them because the federal enhanced subsidies were expiring or have expired at that point. There are people who are seeing these premium payment increases across the board. So they actually highlighted Chaz. He came in and drove from his home in Colusa to Sacramento, and he was testifying before the committee just to kind of give them an idea of the financial impact this is having on him and really the irony of his wife's situation. And that was something that really stayed with a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get to her diagnosis in just a moment. But before she was diagnosed, what kind of increase were they going to see in their premiums? I mean, I led with it was like over sevenfold, right?
Yes, it was over sevenfold. They were not originally, but the year before that, they were paying $540 for the two of them. Now, mind you, that's more than they had paid for the family of four when they first started in Covered California a few years back. They had been paying $540 for the couple for Covered California premiums monthly, and they were told that their premiums were going to go up to $3,899 for the both of them. So a huge increase for them. They are both retired at this point and on a fixed income. So that was a huge shock.
Yeah, I mean, that is an astronomical increase. Would they have been able to financially shoulder that? You mentioned that they're retired.
Yeah, so the thing is, they were very smart about saving for retirement. Jean, who was in the private sector, saved for a lot, even before she became a stay-at-home mom. And Chaz is a retired high school teacher and has a pension, at least to rely on. But he doesn't have health care coverage with that. So they really, when they decided to retire and they looked at the numbers, they looked at how much it would cost them to have this health insurance coverage. And they said, we can afford this. What they really didn't count on was this huge amount, an increase once they were already on the plan. And so at this point, even though they say they could have absorbed this, I mean, it really changes their lifestyle, right? I mean, they're retired. They're trying to draw as little as they can out of their retirement to survive on. They still have a mortgage. They have two adult kids, and they like to travel. And that all changed.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a difference of more than $3,000 a month. I mean, that is huge for a family budget. And then shortly after receiving the news that those premiums would skyrocket, Jean was diagnosed with ALS. How did this diagnosis affect their situation with health insurance?
Yeah, this was kind of the big irony that Chaz mentioned when he was testifying that really caught a lot of people by surprise. Because she was diagnosed with this condition, it's a fatal condition, it's a lethal condition, and she will eventually die from it. But because she had this condition, she was able to qualify for Medicare and have a lot of her health care covered. And the only thing she has to pay monthly is a supplemental Medicare plan, and that costs her $342 a month instead of, like some $1,800 a month. So that's a huge savings for them. And they kind of look at it like she had to get this really devastating diagnosis and find out basically that she has a terminal illness to be able to afford the payments that they're currently making.
Yeah, how is Jean doing? How is it impacting her everyday life? I mean, as you mentioned, ALS is a terminal diagnosis.
Yeah, you know, there, Jean is really just trying to get by. She's the whole family just has such a wonderful sense of humor. It's really, really heartwarming, but it's hard. I mean, she's already lost the ability to walk, to dress herself, to use the bathroom. You know, falling is always a concern. Choking is always a risk. So, I mean, the entire family dynamic is now centered around her and around her at home. And there always has to be somebody there who can lift her, usually two people to help lift her, to use the restroom, to go, you know, somewhere else in the home. They've, you know, obviously put off all plans for travel. The farthest she can usually go these days is kind of to her backyard where they have backyard chickens. And financially, they've really had to make some tough decisions in cutting back on expenses and preserving money. You know, that's all been very complicated.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Christine Myduke, the California correspondent for KFF Health News. She wrote about the story of Chaz and Jean Franklin in Colusa County, whose health insurance premiums skyrocketed following the expiration of enhanced federal subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, those insurance plans, also known as Covered California in our state. So you focused on this one family, and is this an exceptional case? I mean, if we broaden it, how many people are facing these premium spikes?
It's certainly not isolated. And the thing about Chaz and Jean is they represent a certain segment of the population that was facing widespread increases and some of the most severe ones. So, you know, an expert told me that, you know, the people who are hit hardest are people who are middle income earners, people who are near retirement age or retired early, and people who live in high cost states. And, you know, the Franklins fit all three of those. And the reason that is something called the subsidy cliff. And what that really means is, you know, the original subsidies that were offered by the federal government was a sliding scale, and it went up to 400% of the federal poverty level. So it limited the income where you could get a subsidy. And then when the enhanced subsidies came about, which are the ones that expired in December, that upper limit was removed. So anyone could get some kind of subsidy for their healthcare premiums through Covered California. And it was limited, you know, those premium payments were limited to 8.5% of their income. So really, when you look at someone like Chaz and Jean Franklin, they've, you know, had a middle class life their whole life. They've done everything they can to save and prepare for retirement. So they have a nest egg, which they're drawing from now. They live in a state like that has such high premiums in like California. So that cost, the actual cost of the insurance is really high, but also the amount that they were getting to help with the payments was also high. So now that those are gone, the cost of the health insurance is staying the same, but they're losing that help that really helped them afford this.
Yeah, so middle class earners were the hardest hit.
Yes, absolutely. And again, you know, they're in retirement, and so they're you know, on a fixed income that's set by them. I mean, they're withdrawing from their retirement accounts, but they don't have any more. They're not working. They don't have another way to earn income at this point, so it's got to last them. So it's been a tough readjustment for them, I think. You know, there's definitely a lot more to be lost for people who are just right on that bubble of 400% federal poverty level. You know, and they were just under that last year, and now they're over that.
You know, Democrats and Republicans were at odds over these federal subsidies, the ones that we're talking about for middle class earners, that scale that you just illustrated. I mean, it even led to a 43-day-long government shutdown last year. Can you remind us the reasons Republicans gave for voting against extending these subsidies?
Yeah, you know, obviously Republicans for a long time have, you know, disagreed with the approach of the Affordable Care Act, and that's what created Covered California and all of these state health exchanges that offered health insurance, and then also were subsidized with these premium subsidies. What they said about the enhanced subsidies, which did expire, is that they were just too generous. The argument was, there was Representative Ken Calvert from Southern California wrote in an op-ed, "I don't think any taxpayer would agree that we should be subsidizing the healthcare of somebody who earns $250,000 a year." Because he's right, there's no upper limit on, what somebody can earn to still get assistance from the federal government in making these payments. And so when you limit, premium payments to 8.5% of someone's income, that can bring in a lot of people who might otherwise wouldn't have qualified. So that was basically their argument, that it's just fiscally irresponsible, it's overly generous, and the fact that it is going to insurance companies to pay for these premiums could lead to, wasteful coverage, people signing up, without a whole lot of skin in the game, and even fraud.
Yeah, this also comes as we've had covered California, on the show. Covered California was concerned that because of the cancellation or the termination of these enhanced subsidies, that the numbers in the state's health insurance market would drop. When they released their latest numbers last week, it showed just under 2 million people enrolled in Covered California. So that's a modest drop, roughly 2.5% drop compared to last year. But as you mentioned, there's this subsidy cliff with middle class earners. So that top number only means so much, right? So, as a health reporter, what do you make of the numbers?
Well, it was somewhat surprising because we were hearing from Covered California for quite a while since the fall that they were really concerned about enrollment numbers and that people would just forego insurance because these rates were going to rise so significantly. What that really says to me is it seems like people are determining that they can't go without insurance, that they're not in a situation where they can risk a financial catastrophe and not be insured. And not be able to get care except for in extreme emergencies. So that was a really interesting, finding more recently. But we also saw with Covered California that there's been a significant drop in new enrollments. And also of the people who are renewing, they're picking lower cost, higher deductible plans so that they can afford these payments. So I think maybe, I mean, it's hard to say right now how it's going to go, go forward, but I think people are just deciding that they need to have coverage.
Finally, Christine, I mean, this is part of the series Priced Out. What have you learned most while reporting on this series?
I mean, I think what KFF has learned the most is just this, this change is impacting people of all ages, of all walks of life. Another story that a colleague of mine did focused on a skateboard shop owner, somebody that said, like, I can't really get, a broken bone at this point because I don't think I could afford it, even though I have insurance. So this is really just broadly hitting a lot of Americans. We're talking, 22 million people who were facing premium increases.
Christine, thank you so much for joining us and sharing the story of the couple in Colusa County.
Thank you so much for having me.
Christine Myduke is a California correspondent for KFF Health News, and she wrote about a Colusa County couple whose health insurance premiums skyrocketed following the expiration of enhanced federal subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, also known as Covered California. Christine wrote about their story for the series Priced Out. Still ahead, using dance to raise awareness about human trafficking. We'll learn more about the Sacramento Dance Theater's new production titled Lifted. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.